Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Hello, Alice. How are you?
I'm very well. It always takes me a little off guard, you know, just to hear that and go, oh my goodness, that's the sign.
That's me.
It's me. I'm the one. That's Stage Direction.
Do you think that's part of it because, like, you're performing yourself, do you feel like you're meant to be on stage somewhere and you think, oh gosh, I just heard my name and I'm not at the stage door.
Oh my gosh, yeah, which is that's like the common fear of, like, presenting to people when they're naked or you're naked on stage. I don't know. There's some
2025, I don't think people worry about that anymore. They do it on purpose.
They've moved on. They've reclaimed it. We've reclaimed the naked dream, guys. Your psyche, it wants to tell you that it's owning it, which is gorgeous.
I'm going to stop talking about this now. You've got something to talk about.
I know, we're not here to talk about our psyche. We're here to talk about Kōanga Festival.
Yes.
We're here with Amber Kareen, who's here from Te Pō Theatre. I always big up to you guys on this show.
Literally,
and that's my awesome. Favourite space in New Zealand for experiencing theatre. It truly is. Incredible space out in West Auckland. But Kōanga, it's your 11th year of the festival.
Yep, 11 years of Kōanga Festival. Every year, springtime, Kōanga. New Māori Theatre, that's what we do.
And that is, so this is the thing, we've got 10 days of activity, and over that time it's not just seeing a play, which is what most theatre people or theatre audiences come to expect. It's play readings, it's new work or work in showing. Talk to us, about the festival this year. Is there some kind of thematic thing for this year?
Yeah, so this year, we've got 10 days this year.
Yep.
And we've got some of the things that we always have, which is we actually open with a Komatsua day where we invite a whole lot of elders from around the region and we have big morning tea, and then we have an arts experience and we share lots of stories with our Komatsua. That's how we always start, right?
Wow,
which is a great way to start.
Epic.
And then we have our whānau day where we just throw open the doors and we have lots of storytelling from different languages from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different stories for whānau to come along. That's on Saturday the 13th. But something that we found this year is that with our new plays, there's a real kind of vibe of like the dystopian future, but also with thrillers.
Yes.
So like we've got aliens,
ooh,
we've got possessions,
ooh,
we've got AI takeover.
Oh,
and so we've got and AI takeover of our wharenui as well. So we've got really interesting futuristic, like Māori futurism ideas happening.
Ooh.
And then mixing that up, we've got some banging music and theatre works.
Gorgeous.
Like, yeah, from Lutene Spooner, Hardcase, Hori Housie.
Yes.
Which is our opening show, which should be ridiculous.
One night only. Yeah.
And then we also have 3 nights only of Brady Pearcey doing What Happened to Mary Ann, which is like a 90s rock one-woman show with a band.
Or if you've ever seen Brady in action, my goodness, their voice, their presence, just holy moly, like sweep you off your feet.
Yeah,
we're
and
talking.
Amazing storytelling.
True.
Like, I know she's a great singer, and I went to watch, because, you know, and I went to go and support, and went to watch it when it first happened in Pride Festival this year, and I was watching and I'm like, yep, you're an amazing singer, this is amazing artistry, but her storytelling was just incredible. The story she wove of like this woman in like small town Aotearoa, this trans woman in small town Aotearoa owning herself and like this rage that she has against oppressive, you know, small town and family. Yeah, it was incredible. So when they had to cancel the show, I was like, no, you're going to come back and do a show. You're going to come back and do some more shows at Kōanga.
Love that. There's something really, and I guess this is what you guys are holding, as well as it being interesting and entertaining and an opportunity for us to come out. For practitioners, I think it really speaks to an area that we really crave in the sector, and that is opportunities for development, for discourse, for like engaging artist to artist, like all these kinds of things. We're really starved of those opportunities elsewhere. And I think for me, what is kuanga through and through is that artist development. And yes, bring the audience along, bring the audiences and develop the audiences along too. But yeah, it really feels like that is a priority for you guys.
It is. Well, that's one of the most wonderful things about kuanga time is that we just get this huge, big space of Māori performing artists coming together, pouring love mm-hmm. into new works, because mm-hmm. it's like all care and no responsibility, because all you have to do is a reading.
Yeah.
So you're like, I think this, I want to play with this, and then you just get to trial and play.
Yes.
And we're really lucky this year because also Atamira Dance Company, they've started their new series, Kia Pohewatia. So it's like a, so they're doing like same as with us with the written word, they're workshopping, exploring two different choreographers' work. So like there's movement-based and text-based exploration all over the shop.
And is it stuff, is that something that like anyone can come and view happening?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like opening up the doors to the workshop space, and it's like a showing, you know, so you're kind of, and I think it's a really special kind of person who comes to see showings of things before it has all the lights on it, before it has the amazing costumes and all the things, you know, because you get to see the pure expression of the idea from the creatives before everyone else comes and works with it.
Everyone else
comes in and layers their art on it.
And sometimes the closest you'll ever get to your desired state is in that early stage.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Then the things get slapped over the poster image for the show and the ticket sales.
And your own imagination. Like if you're a reader going along to listen to a play, because you're listening to it, you're engaged, you're watching people, but they are reading, and so you're also painting this whole world. So it's like an audiobook in the sense that you get to make the play yourself.
Yes.
Whereas when you're going to go watch the play, a director and all of those designers have already given their own interpretation, but you get to make it as incredible as you want in your own head.
Ooh.
Cool. Very vulnerable thing for the performers to do as well.
Just to stand there. Yeah, they have to be like,
hey, I'm not done with this.
And not
to be ashamed of themselves. And you know when you're not finished something and you show it to someone, you're like, spend half the time going, I'm trying to change that. Shit, don't read that.
This
is a really interesting way to do it.
We have to be really clear afterwards, after a play reading, for to know that, no, we don't need feedback.
And
if we are going to do feedback, it's got to be structured.
Yeah, of course.
Not like, here's my project, like it. Can be really vulnerable.
Also, we were watching your faces the whole time anyway, so we know what you think.
Exactly.
Do you know, it's also interesting, I've definitely been in play readings, particularly where you're like, I think it's finished. I don't want the bells and whistles. I actually feel incredibly moved by the spoken word, by the text.